Radio. I want to blow stuff up, and I found the man at MPA who can sort that for me. It's Flight Lieutenant Joe Reynolds. Joe, so what have you got in store for us today?
Today we've got some small explosions with just sticks of PE4, and then for you, especially, we have a C3B mine.
Who knows what we're blowing up?
What's that one?
C3B.
So that's what you're going to get rid of that anti-vehicle mine with.
Okay.
All right. At the moment, that's just a block of explosives. There's no pressure plate on it, so that you now I've got you down here, are in absolutely no danger whatsoever. All right? That mine cannot go off, because there's nothing on top of that mine to initiate it. All right? That mine is safe. The mine wouldn't be here if it was not safe to handle.
I'm now here with Lance Corporal Joseph, who's going to take me through the firing procedure of getting rid of this. So what do we do now?
Well, we've got the shrikes now connected into the cable. We're going to test it for continuity, and then when Q's happy, we're going to give it the good news.
Okay, cool. Okay. You ready?
Priming's good. Stand by. Firing now.
One of Sweden's big exports at BWO and Lay Your Love on Me. It's 10-2. It's BFBS Radio live from the UK. We're in Cyprus, Belize, the Middle East and in the UK on Skyguide 0211. The Army is launching its first ever bursary to help students wanting to join the services as soldiers. The Further Education Bursary will award £1,000 to learners for each year they study at college for up to 4 years, and a further £1,000 on completing Army basic training. Now, here to explain more is Major Anthony Liddell from the Army Recruitment Group's National HQ.
Hi, good afternoon.
Can you explain more about the benefits and advantages of undertaking the bursary?
The financial incentives are quite obvious, but that's just one small part of the benefits to a young person.
My first trip out today in a Hercules, then. I'm here at 1312 flight, and I'm joined by Sergeant Dave Bacon, otherwise known as Rasher. So what can I expect today then, Dave?
Well, initially we'll take off, keep low level. It's essentially a tax sortie because we are low level, out to one of the sectors over the sea nearby, and then we'll go and do some maritime reconnaissance, which involves us checking out the sea to make sure we've got nobody effectively poaching our fish.
I've managed to bag the bubble seat, which is right at the very back of the cockpit, and you sit up above the aircraft and I can see all around. It's kind of an observation bubble, and I've been allowed to sit up here during takeoff, so I'm looking forward to that. Just doing all the pre-flight checks at the moment, and the engines will start up very shortly. And liftoff. Wow, that is quite amazing. This plane just gets in the air very, very easy. It's fantastic.
Oh, here we go.
Just bank sharply left, and for a big aircraft, this can get thrown around. So this is quite incredible. It is quite literally like we are just in a big lorry. We just bank sharply right. That's made my stomach turn, actually. Here we go, another bank sharp right. Wow, that is just so incredible. Wow. The pilot has just said to the co-pilot, because he's throwing this phone around, "You're doing that for what reason?" He said, "Because I can."